Welcome to the Adonis Index podcast. I'm John Barber, and with me is Greg Rojum. He came in sixth place in our last transformation contest. And Greg, your pictures look great. You got in good shape, and thanks for being on the call with us.
Thank you.
And okay, so to start, how old are you?
I am 38.
38. And what did you do for? Well, how did you find us, I guess, in the first place?
You know, I was actually thinking about that, and I can't actually remember how I found you, but I was going through my notes actually this morning, and it looks like today is actually exactly 1 year since I started the actual program. So it's kind of neat looking at my progress from the last year. It's May 29th, 2010, to the day when I actually started.
Cool.
I think I actually ordered the program a couple months before that, but didn't get started until the end of May in 2010.
That's kind of cool. We just sort of ended up on
that
day.
It's the exact day. So.
Yeah. So okay. So then, what did you? And you don't even remember how you found it. So.
No, actually, I don't. I'm sure I was doing some sort of searches for fitness something, and I found a link that probably led me to. It was probably the Eat Stop Eat. Now that I'm actually thinking about it, I think that's probably what got my attention. And then from there, I got onto the site, and the rest is history.
Sure. And that seems to be a lot of people's patterns, is they find us through Eat Stop Eat first. So what did you do for training before us?
Well, I've kind of trained very sporadically on and off since my late teens. But it never really stuck with anything that I'd done on the training side of things for any more than probably about a year. So I had never really sustained my training for a long period of time and put on any reasonable amount of muscle.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually the first time that I've really actually stuck with a program for this long. So so it's working real well for me.
Do you have any? See, a few people have said that. What do you know? Can you even guess why? Is it just boredom or lack of results?
I honestly think that it's just to do mainly with the philosophy behind the eating. I mean, I've done on the diet side of things. I've tried all sorts of different programs and ways of eating, and none of them were sustainable because it was just too restrictive. I had to follow too many rules and regulations, and I just could never sustain it for a long period of time, and then I would just fall right off. Like in the past, if I was doing a program, I would be kind of, I'm all or nothing sort of thing. So I go hard on working out, and I go hard on the diet, but the diet part was always so restrictive that I would kind of fall off it at some point in time, and then sure enough, the workout side of it would kind of follow suit, and then I would be into my pattern of doing neither.
Right. So the diet actually spoiled the workout for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, exactly. That's interesting. So now, do you view them still as a joint thing, or can you separate the two? Or does the diet portion always, even if it's not sort of, because kind of like if you're doing Eat, Stop, Eat, it's not really, even though it's part of our sort of overall philosophy, it's not part of Adonis. Like, do you actually, is it always joint for you, or even if they're kind of, have you ever separated them in your head?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, and they are, I recognize they're two distinct things, but for me, because I know so much of your success or failure falls on what you do on your diet, that I kind of put them together. I mean, if I'm going to work out, I've got to get my diet right, or I'm not going to get the kind of results that I could get. So it's kind of like a bit of a wasted effort.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know,
so
for you,
even if they're not written into the same philosophy, it doesn't matter, that they still have to be married.
Yeah, in a sense, yes.
Yeah, no, I hear that. Okay, so then what made you jump into the contest anyways?
Well, when I first started the program back, like I say, in May, I wasn't really very active on the forums or anything. I kind of poked my head in every now and again, and a couple months in, I started watching as you guys were running the contest, and I started paying a little bit more attention to them. And honestly, when I first saw the first contest or two, I never actually thought I would do a contest.
Right.
Because I never actually thought I could compete with what I was seeing.
Right.
For me. And I guess the turning point on that for me was seeing the last transformation winner, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And
Dan Richardson, yeah.
Yeah, I looked at him and I went, you know, I think I could actually do that. That was the first time that I actually thought that I could enter it and be competitive, was when I saw his transformation. I was kind of similar to where he started, kind of at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if I could ultimately get to where he got muscular wise, but it was more realistic to me once I kind of saw his transformation and saw that he had won. I had some belief that I could actually enter and do something. So that was kind of what started it.
Okay, and so that's interesting. So it's getting to the point where it has to be someone specific. Like, because there was others before him, but they just didn't make you feel like it was.
Yeah, there was others, but I guess I could just relate to his transformation a little bit more, and I could see it, and I could envision a similar transformation for myself. I guess
right.
would be a way to say it.
Right, and then so then this next contest came around. And you're like, okay, I'm in.
Well, no, it wasn't quite that simple. I had to actually spend a number of weeks doing a little bit of self-talk and talking myself into it, and just overcoming some limiting thoughts, I guess, if you will.
Oh, okay. Well, what?
Well, yeah, and I mean, I've kind of been already talking about it. Basically, is coming up with the belief that I actually could compete mm-hmm. and win, because I didn't want to, that's the other thing too, I didn't want to go into the contest, and I've seen some guys online where they've come on and they've talked about entering the contest, and they kind of, they'll make comments like, you know, if I don't win, at least I've, you know, we're all winners in the end, or at least I'll have like I'll have gotten into the best shape.
Yeah, pulling, so you didn't want that. Contest. You wanted to go in it to win it?
In it to win it, because I felt like if I had the mindset that if I was just going into it to motivate myself or get over that hump or get myself into the best shape, that mm-hmm. it would be easier for me just to cop out at some point in time. I needed to make it competitive for myself to actually go in and do it.
Right. So it is. So it has to be. It sort of has to be an all or nothing thing. Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Okay. So you just had to wrap your head around getting to that point before you jumped in.
Yeah. Exactly. And I mean, even I even had to overcome things like thinking about the whole process and going through it. Then once I finally got my head around being able to actually think I had a chance to enter and to win, then I started thinking about, well, what if I won, or what if I placed? Then mm-hmm. you know, then I'll have the attention towards me, and then I'll have to actually do a podcast. And then I had to overcome that too. Is like, well, what am I going to say on there, and am I going to have anything of value, and that sort of weird self-talk. So I just kind of had to think through a lot of different things for myself to get myself to where I was mentally going, okay, I'm doing this, I'm going to win it, here I go. And
right. And all the way straight through to, and I'm comfortable with the idea of a podcast afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, that's pretty interesting. I would have never thought of projecting all the way through to the end, but I guess that has to be the mindset.
Yeah, well, and I'm a little analytical as well, so that probably has something to do with it also.
Oh, well, sure. Well, whatever works for you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, exactly. Okay, well, speaking of the contest, then what walk us through what you did for it. For training, what module were you using there? What part of the system?
What module was I using? I was just going through the regular Adonis exercises. I was actually at the beginning. I remember making a blog or a post online that I was going to start doing the boosters,
mm-hmm.
and it turned out I never actually did them because cutting my calories so low like I did, and just going through the regular workouts, it was I was feeling like it was more than enough.
Sure. So you just went through the main system.
I went through just through the standard workouts.
Okay, and no boosters, no nothing, just the four week.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, the four week modules. I think I ended up on. What did I end up on? Strength. I think I ended up on strength at the end.
Did you Did you throw Rage in there too or
I
no?
did. I did do 2 weeks of
Okay.
Rage. Did the pyramid
Sure.
for a
Yep.
couple of weeks.
And how did that work while you were calorie cutting?
Tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, I found all the workouts when I started restricting my calories that low. They were a grind. It
Yeah.
was
Well,
really tough.
yeah, and that's kind of how it's going to feel. So then speaking of calories, what would you do on the diet side?
Well, on the diet side, my aim through any given week was 750 calories. So I probably was in between 750 and 850 on average for the weeks going through. Near the end, I started to come up a little bit, maybe 800 to 900. That's kind of how I went through.
Okay, so you came up at the end. So how much weight did you lose?
I lost, I think it was 19 pounds, 19 or 20 pounds, 165 to 140. Yeah, I guess it was 20 pounds.
Did you think you had that weight to lose?
If I had no knowledge of the program, I would have said no. But knowing what I know and watching people and seeing what weights they're coming in at, I knew I did.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah,
So.
so yeah, at the end of the day, I came in at 145. I mean, God, I can't remember being 145 anytime past my teens, so I was definitely lightest I could even recall.
Right. And so speaking of the weight, were you ever in the camp of body weight mattering, or did you never care, or
Oh
what?
yeah. Back when I was working out in my teens, yeah, it was all about body weight. I remember taking the Mass Gainer 4000 shakes and doing the bulk thing basically even back then, and with my limited amount of times that I ended up working out and sticking with programs, it was yeah.
Yeah,
It
so weight
was
was
all
it
about
okay.
calories.
Was it psychological to you this time? Like, did it matter? Like losing weight?
Oh no, and that was the other thing too. Before the contest started, I had to kind of course, pick my path, and knowing that my body fat needed to come down, I didn't really concern myself with necessarily building muscle. I thought, if I can put on a little bit of muscle through the contest, great. But my focus is to get that fat off.
Well, and you did a good job of it. So then let's speak about the reactions you've been getting from people and your own perception of how you look now.
Reactions, actually, for the most part, the reactions have been pretty positive. I've actually motivated a couple of people in my immediate circle to start looking at what they're doing, just with diet wise and workout and whatnot. None of them have really started in on the contest, or sorry, not in on the contest, but in on the program itself. But I've been more. When someone will ask kind of what I did, I'll tell them about the diet side of things and less about the workouts, because for most that's the most important.
Sure. And does anyone give you any hassle? So what did, like, you just controlled, did you do an AGD style thing, or did you actually fast, or both, or what did you do?
Well yeah, anything goes. I've kind of been eating the anything goes style actually even before you guys came out with the ebook. Since
Right.
I started on the diet side of things back in, I guess it would have been June of last year. And I've been I think I started Eat Stop Eat probably around that same time as well, July or August of last year. So I'll usually do one fast a week basically, and I've done that for the last 8 months or so.
Right, and just 1 24-hour.
Yeah, just one 24-hour. For the contest, I actually I increased that. I did two per
Two.
week.
And then your actual eating pattern, did you like come up on the weekends, or did you just all 7 days of the week, or like, 'cause a lot of people have been doing like kind of a Monday to Friday lower and then loosening up on the weekends. Like, did you have a pattern to it?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I would do. Basically, through the contest, I would shoot for during the week. I'd shoot for 750 a day because I'm very busy in the week. So I found it easy because I barely had time to eat. So, So hitting 750 during the week and putting my two fasts in. But yeah, on the weekends I would bring it up to maybe 1,300.
Right, and how'd that feel?
It actually felt like a fair bit of food. It was surprising to me going through it because I figured at those type of calorie levels I'd actually be hungrier than I felt. Mm-hmm. And it actually wasn't too bad. Well, it wasn't too bad for the first 4 or 5 months, or 4 or 5 weeks, I should say. And then there was a couple of days where I was losing my mind a little bit, so I went off a little bit on a couple of days where I probably would 1,700-1,800 calories, maybe 2,000 calories. But for the most part, those days were pretty infrequent. I think it only happened maybe 3-4 times through the contest.
Well, that's not bad throughout the whole contest. So obviously it did get a little more taxing on the mind.
Oh yeah. There was and those couple of days where I went off, I literally felt like I couldn't. Once I started eating, I felt like I just couldn't stop. Basically, it was all mind thing.
Yeah. But that's interesting because you still didn't eat like a. You said you went up, but you still didn't. It's not like it was 7,000 or 8,000 calories or something like that.
No, but I guess it's because I was so low that going to like 2,000 calories a day seemed like a lot, but really in the grand scheme of things, it was not all that much.
No, and I think a lot of people are getting that reaction when they eat low for a while. A big what feels like a big day actually isn't really as big as people think it is.
Yeah.
So you've never had any nobody bugged you about like fasting, or did you actually even tell anybody? Or
I have, and people at work actually know that I do days where I don't actually eat. And when I guess when I first tell someone that, the initial reaction I get is like, "Holy hell, what are you doing?" Mm-hmm. And then when I explain it to them, I say, "Well, like, it's not like a normal fast. I'll have supper the night before, get up in the morning, won't eat breakfast." Most people actually at my office don't eat breakfast anyways. I said, so basically,
like a full day off.
It is a full 24 hours, but I guess because it's not going an entire day without eating basically. It's like I'll eat supper and then I won't eat till the next day at supper. So it sounds like less of a fast to people when they hear it in that context, like, oh, you're not going an entire, morning tonight and then not eating till the day after. So it's not like you eat on Tuesday, you don't eat it all on Wednesday, and then you eat on Thursday again.
Right. So when you explain how it actually goes, then they're like, oh, it's no big. So you basically
a couple meals. Yeah, it's less of a big deal when I kind of explain the way that I did it. I know there's probably other guys that fast differently, but for me, I'm more of a night eater, so that just works better for me.
Mm-hmm.
And being so busy during the day, not eating breakfast and lunch during the day, getting home, I get home late from work anyway, so by the time I get home, it's, 7 o'clock at least, so by the time I'm eating, it's 24 hours.
Yep. Yeah, no, so you've never actually found them all that challenging? Like, once you got into them, would they just sort of became a routine?
The first one that surprised me. I still remember the first fast that I ever did, and mentally before I actually did, I thought, "How the hell am I going to actually go a day without eating?" I couldn't quite get my head around, but I thought, you know what? There's a lot of guys doing it, and I'm going to give it a try. And it actually wasn't that big of a deal. I think the second one was actually harder than the first. But it's really only the last 4 or 5 hours.
Oh yeah,
where I'm like, oh yeah, okay, I need to eat.
Yeah.
Not that I need to eat, but I want to eat.
Yeah. No. Sure. That makes sense. Yeah. Some people even normalize to like a different hour. They just 18 or 19 seems to feel better, and that's just what they do instead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not necessarily a hard and fast rule. Like 24 was just fit for like kind of a few reasons. Like it was a full day.
Yeah.
People think in 24-hour chunks, so people organize their day that way. So, physiologically it's good too, but it's not like 20's bad or something like that.
Yeah, no, and there's been a number of them where I've broken them earlier, like 18, 20, 22 hours, just I don't hard and fast at the 24. I mean, if I ate supper the night before a little bit later, or I had a snack at 10 or something like that, and then I end up eating supper the next day at 7 or 8 o'clock, it's not a big deal.
Right, so it wasn't so much the hours as much as it was it's just dinner to dinner.
Yeah, exactly. So there'd be a little variance, you know, of a few hours, or if I happen to want a snack of something after dinner the night prior, there was a couple hours difference there as well.
Right, yeah, for sure. All right, so then, and then what about your own perception of things, like just training in general and your own body and sort of, I guess, other people training?
My own perception, how do you mean?
Well, I mean, has your perception changed?
Oh, of myself? Oh, absolutely. Like I say, yeah. I mean, first of all, for my body weight, I must have been 17 or 18 when I was actually this weight, because I can't even remember being this weight. So, perception-wise of myself, honestly, I'm in the best shape of my life. That's my perception of myself. I don't think I've ever looked this good ever. So,
and you're pretty comfortable with it. So, like, body weight doesn't matter at this point.
It doesn't. The one thing, of course, that I'm looking forward to improving on is the muscle side of things. Like, that is one of the other things. Again, that I had to kind of mentally overcome coming into the contest is looking at myself and looking at a lot of the guys on the site. I felt like muscle mass wise that I'm behind a lot of guys. Mm. So I know that's somewhere something that I want to really build towards.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you kind of start noticing the idea that the leaner you get, the bigger you look? Because in your pictures, you look significantly more muscular in your after pictures.
Yeah, it's funny when I actually look at my own pictures because I think I do look, like I say, I'm really happy with how my ending pictures looked at the end of the contest, mm-hmm. but I also look at them and go, I need more muscle.
So you
happy.
Can appreciate it, but you know you want to go further, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I'm happy with my progress through the 12 weeks and what I was able to do, absolutely. But I know there's a lot of guys have put it, the marathon of it all begins, and that's the slow process of putting on muscle. So.
Right, and that's your new target now, is just the slow gain.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just put David's thing up last week, and that's basically his pattern now, too. It's just get lean to the leanness you kind of like, and then just from now on, I've never understood guys who get big and stay big for years and decades. If they're never going to take the fat off, they're never going to see what they – like if you're bulking and stay bulked for like decades in the mm-hmm. name of building muscle, but mm-hmm. you never take the fat off to see what you've got, then all you are is just a fat guy.
Yeah, and it's funny actually. You just made me think of I work out in the mornings quite early because it works for me, and there's usually not very many people in my gym, but there's one guy in there, and I mean this guy is a big guy, like shirt on big, but fat basically, mm-hmm. and. Huge power. Like I watch this guy lift and how much he lifts, but I was talking to him one morning and I think he had mentioned he's been lifting for about 9 years, and I would imagine he's probably been that same sort of shape for a lot of that time, like that in that bulk state. Mm-hmm. And I can't help but looking at him and wonder, man, if he could just get his diet straight and lose that fat, like he'd be a ripped warrior pretty much at the end of the day.
Yeah, and that's the trick. But a lot of guys will never – they'll spend their 20s and 30s and even into their 40s in that bulking phase, and then by then they just don't even bother trying to ever get lean. So they kind of go their whole lives without ever mm-hmm. – in the fear of losing muscle, that they just stay fat. And then, like, how much bigger are they really going to get? They probably stay more or less the same shape the whole time anyways.
Yeah, well, I would think for this guy, I mean, after 9 years, there's probably not a lot of muscle gain year after year after that.
No, and they all desperately cling to that extra that one more pound, and it's never going to look like anything. So okay, so you're kind of in a stay lean and gain what you can gain from now on
yeah.
pattern.
Yeah, exactly. And now that the contest is over, I noticed after kind of because I keep notes of all my workouts and my strength definitely went down for the through the 12 weeks, but in watching it now, my weights on a lot of my exercises are actually starting to progress nicely. So I think I'll be able to make some good gains there now that I've kind of been able to flip the switch from the fat burning mode and get my mind onto building muscle.
Is that a bit of a relief?
Yeah, I was definitely looking forward to being done with that side of things. And it was something else I was actually thinking about that would have been a lot nicer for me if I had been able to mentally get my head around entering a contest earlier on and hitting it quicker versus kind of, I don't want to say I dragged it out, because I made pretty good progress over the year, but I could have done it a lot quicker and been into the muscle building mode a lot sooner.
Oh, you mean entering an earlier contest than
entering
the one
in an earlier contest, or just hitting the fat burning mode harder and doing it quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Would have got me to maintenance and then being able to again flip the switch and into muscle gaining.
Sure. Well, no, yeah, that may, well, and yeah, I guess hindsight's 2020.
Exactly. Hindsight's 2020, and again, my progress over the last year, I mean, it's been better than any other than any progress that I've had on any other routine that I've done. So I mean, I'm happy with it, but like you say, hindsight, that's something that I would definitely have looked at doing differently.
All right. Well, then I guess this is a good segue to wrapping it up. So what's your advice then for other guys in your situation, like your take-home tips?
Well, I guess, yeah, that is a perfect segue, because I guess anyone coming into this, if they've got the fat to lose, I would say to hit it and hit it hard and get it off as quick as you can. Yeah, that would be my advice.
Mode number one, and then just spend the rest of your time in the muscle building mode.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. And did you or did you not use the forums along the way?
I used them a little bit. I think I did 3 or 4 blog entries, and I was reading them fairly often as well. So I did use them a fair bit. Probably could have used them more. I didn't get into any of the smack talk or any of the back and forth that a lot of the guys were. I mean, I did make a couple of comments, like I'm in it to win it, and that was my own mindset. And once I had my mind right and knew I was in it and competing and I knew in my head that I could win it, I didn't feel like I needed that extra motivation or the extra to smack talk and make crazy, you know, make proclamations or any of that sort of
thing.
That's not me. It's like once I get my head around it and I'm doing it, I'm doing it.
Right. So you kind of
act talk for me, it doesn't motivate me or it doesn't do anything for me. I mentally need to get my head right before I get in it and do it.
Right. So it was more of a tool for anything to find like answers for questions or something.
Yeah, pretty much. And to see, obviously I've out of curiosity to see where the other guys were at with their transformations, to see how they were progressing and how I was kind of where I was at compared to where some of the other guys were at as they were going through their transformations as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's good. All right, well, I think that's pretty good. I think we can leave it there. Thanks for being on the call.
Sure.
Okay, so for Greg Rojem, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Adonis Index podcast.